It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. This week, I'm taking a little break from the show, and I'm sharing excerpts from an interview with Samantha Stearman. She's a dispatcher for the Columbia River Bar Pilots here in Astoria. Her line of work is one of the unseen but vital jobs in the maritime industry that are essential to the comings and goings of cargo ships and other commercial vessels on the Columbia. In today's clip from that interview, I asked Samantha if there was an unusual occurrence that happened in the course of her job as dispatcher that stood out for her. We also talked about her being the first female dispatcher for the pilots and what her experiences have been encountering other women working in the maritime industry. Despite inroads by women in the industry, it remains a work environment where most employees are male. Here's Samantha Stearman. She's talking about one of the oddest things that's ever happened in the course of her job.
Well, yes, actually, and this was pretty recently. I believe it was a couple months ago or so when we had that houseboat out there floating downriver. And, you know, we were kind of keeping tabs on that, but I was in the office and heard one of our local launch boats call out to one of the vessels in the anchorage and say, you're going to need to raise your gangway. There's a houseboat floating towards you and it's going to hit your and damage your gangway. And I think there was a little bit of a language barrier at that time. And that's not something they would have been used to hearing for sure. I believe they did get their gangway raised, but I did hear on the radio, the launch boat confirm the houseboat has indeed hit your vessel. So I knew it wasn't going at a high rate of speed, but coming from the Merchants Exchange, any sort of a collision is considered, that's something you need to address. So I did have to make a phone call to the agent of that vessel, who has been in the industry a long time. And I called her up and said, I just got report a houseboat hit your vessel in the anchorage here. And she laughed only because we knew it. They hit it at such a low rate of speed. It didn't really do any damage, but that she said, never received a phone call like that before. And I don't know if I will again, but that was now a funny thing to look back on because it wasn't an incident, you know, nothing came of it, but highly an unusual thing. I don't know that I'll ever make that phone call again.
Wow. Well, so people understand that ladder you're talking about is that metal angular ladder.
Yes.
That's down the side of some of the ships.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yes.
Wow. I remember people talking about that thing just sort of randomly floating wherever it wanted to float.
Yes, that was a big thorn in everyone's side for a while, and I never heard what finally came of it, but I'm glad that it's out of everybody's hair now.
I wanted to ask you about this. Of course, you know, I read an article about you that you're the first woman ever to hold this job. Are there challenges that you find or just are people surprised to see? I mean, so what kind of reactions do you get, if any, from people?
Well, it's not so much initial reactions, but I am addressed, and this is partially a language barrier, and it I am addressed as sir a lot on the radio. It doesn't even faze me at all anymore. I mean, that even happened at the Merchants Exchange when we would be talking to various crew. They will call you sir. And it's just, I believe it's just from habit and, you know, maybe a limited knowledge of the language. I also get emails from vessels. They will say, dear sir. Sometimes they will say ma'am, sir/ma'am. But it's something you just kind of get used to. However, it is kind of interesting. The only women that I've talked to on the radio have been from American crude tankers. And it's I can count in 2 years, I can probably count on one hand how many I've talked to. But I'll never forget the first time I spoke with one. She probably about 5 months into my time here. And it was kind of like, it reminded me of what motorcyclists do when they pass each other and they kind of give this little wave. It's kind of, there was a little nod of recognition in our, because I don't think she was expecting me. I wasn't expecting her. And it was kind of like, yeah, that's nice. I believe I've had one woman answer a foreign crude bulk carrier. One time in 2 years that's happened. That's extremely rare. But I do hear more women on either the ATBs, the petroleum barges, or American crude tankers.
And that was an excerpt from my recent interview with Samantha Stearman, who works as a dispatcher for the Columbia River Bar Pilots in Astoria. One of her job duties is to handle communications. One of her job duties is to handle communications between ships and marine pilots for vessels traveling on the river, heading for ports like Portland, Vancouver, Washington, Longview, and Kalama. A little more about women in the maritime industry. According to the IMO, that's the International Maritime Organization, that's a United Nations agency responsible for the safety and security of shipping, just 20% of workers in the maritime industry worldwide are female. But that includes all areas of the maritime industry, which means workers on land and at sea. When it comes to women working at sea on ships, women represent just 1.2% of the global seafarer workforce. As low as this number is, it actually represents a positive trend in gender balance in the shipboard workplace. The Seafarer Workforce Report that's issued by the International Chamber of Shipping and BIMCO, which is an international organization of ship owners, estimates a little over 24,000 women are currently serving as seafarers worldwide, which is an almost 46% increase compared to their 2015 report. So a big increase in 7 years from an industry where female sailors were once almost non-existent. We see mostly merchant ships here on the Columbia, but the U.S. Coast Guard has a big presence in Astoria, too. In fact, Astoria is designated one of about a dozen official U.S. Coast Guard cities. As of 2021, about 15% of U.S. Coast Guard personnel were female. As far as the prevalence of women in other lines of work, here's a look at the 2019 stats from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Only 3.5% of firefighters are women. Women hold 7.8% of aerospace engineering jobs. In the U.S., 19% of software developers are women. Just 24.4% of farmers in the U.S. are women. Women make up just 9.9% of the construction industry and 7.8% of aerospace engineers. In the U.S., 17.6% of clergy are female. Television, video, and motion picture camera operators and editors are predominantly male, with women making up 24.4% of that field. But things are changing. A 2017 study published in the American Sociological Review found that nearly one quarter of the new jobs in typically male-dominated occupations, such as CEOs, lawyers, surgeons, web developers, chemists, and producers, were filled by women between 2009 and 2017. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.